Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Admission to make.
Yeah.
By the way, this is the Good Day program at 7.5 minutes after the hour.
Great.
Doug is in New Orleans wandering around. He's outside taking care of Charlotte. We'll be right back with us.
Hello.
Jennifer, Ken, and Rich here with you. As I was walking back from the restroom and you walk through the Radio America Network front doors and you make a right and go up the hallway towards the studios, one of the Laura Ingraham crew producers had a little cup in it and it's full of Twizzlers.
Mm-hmm.
And I stole one of the Twizzlers, and now they're stuck in my teeth.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
And so
that's the problem with the Twizzlers.
If I'm talking, I know.
Different than Red Vines.
Never,
the Twizzlers get a little stuck in your teeth.
So never eat the Twizzlers before you go on the air.
No.
That's your lesson of the day. Our second lesson of the day is for you to go to DougStephan.com and be a participant in our daily poll, which this past Friday was what, Ken? The big stories of the week.
Yeah, the top 10 talk radio topics as determined by Talkers Magazine. Let's see. The number one item, according to our listeners, was number two on Talkers' list. That was the Iran nuclear negotiations. Number two was what was the number one Talkers' item, the Religious Freedom Act controversy. And then there's Hillary Clinton email probe and the California drought. Both got 10%. The Boston Marathon bombing trial was next. And then it's kind of a tie at the bottom. The German Wings flight investigation, 2016 presidential prospects, Comedy Central's Trevor Noah flap, the Final Four, and the death of Cynthia Lennon.
The death of Cynthia Lennon made it, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised I was in the top 10.
Yeah, and today's poll?
Today's poll, what's your favorite thing to sneak out of your child's Easter basket?
All of it.
Don't take the Twizzlers, Rich.
let me help you. All right, what are the options there?
Jelly beans?
No.
Cadbury eggs?
Yes.
Reese's eggs?
Yes.
Peeps?
Yes.
Ick.
Anything chocolate?
Nah.
Yeah.
And I don't steal candy from my children.
Well, you're just missing out, buddy.
I may not steal candy from my children, but my dogs did. My son loved his...
Okay, so did they poop tinfoil?
Everything.
Because, you know, when they get into the tinfoil wrapped candies, your yard glitters, you know, like, woo!
But you know how people, like, freak out when their dog eats a little bit of plastic, a toy, or something like this? My dogs eat rocks, eat toys, Barbie shoes. They eat everything. So when they ate all of this chocolate yesterday from Sean's Easter basket, Sean is like, isn't it poisonous to them? Can't dogs die from it? I'm like, yes, but these dogs eat everything. So we just left them up. We left them up. They eat everything, and nothing hurts them. So they just stayed outside all day, and they were fine. So anyway. Wisconsin and Duke tonight at 9:18. I predict Wisconsin will take it, but
I'm going with Wisconsin. They have momentum going in after beating Kentucky, so I go with Wisconsin.
I want Wisconsin to win it, but I think Duke may very well walk
Duke,
away with it.
Duke. I'm going with Wisconsin.
All right, so we're still on to that. So that I sound like I know what I'm talking about, but I know I really don't.
We're clearly out of breath.
We're just talking about the poll.
I meant that. Oh, okay, the poll. Mm-hmm. And what happened with Match Madness over the weekend? What happened with Match Madness?
Wisconsin upset Kentucky, which was a massive upset.
Wow, yeah.
And so they play Duke tonight.
Yeah. All right, so it's all over tonight, right?
Right. It's all over tonight.
Yep. Yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to... So we didn't do any Edward Snowden. I find this Snowden thing to be pretty amazing in that we forget why we were upset with him, which is more reason not to be upset with him. We forget what the government is doing, which is more reason to be upset with ourselves. And we also have forgotten who Snowden is, which is... What is there about America, or is this just the human condition in general, that people don't remember things? I suppose it's in our face all the time, because that's sort of what we do for a living, is talk about things that are going on in the world. But it's incomprehensible to me that people would forget who Edward Snowden was. For those of you who don't know why I'm talking about him, this fellow, John Oliver, who's sort of a comedian, British comedian, has a show on HBO called Last Week Tonight, and he interviewed in Moscow Mr. Snowden last week, and then he cut up the interview and aired it on his program, and some of the people in the audience found it amusing. I didn't find it. It was awkward.
Well, some amusing. Of the questions were funny. He was asking, do you miss Hot Pockets?
Yeah, Hot Pockets.
I mean,
and stuff,
you know,
like that.
Right.
That's what's funny about it.
Contrived. Nah, but that's contrived humor more than anything else. I mean, this guy had done something that was, according to many people in our country, a hanging offense. He was treasonous. He should have been shot, yada, yada. And now we make sort of a joke out of it, especially given the fact that what he revealed was so important to the history of our country or the future. Does anybody get that anymore? Does anybody care? That's the
yesterday's news.
But the NSA is still spying, still doing what it did, and it just sort of proves the adage that if you tell people enough baloney, they'll believe it, or if you stall them long enough, then you can keep doing what you're doing. We're being abused as a country. Our civil rights, criminal things are being done to us every day, not individually but collectively, and we still kind of roll over and play dead for it. I find that hard to believe, and I think it's part of more than anything else of the crippling effects of having a bad education. And what's taking place in our country is basically the result of a bad education. We're going to focus on ISIS in a moment, so stick around for that. It's 13 after the hour on Good Day.
An extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
16 past the hour, the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I now is Janine DiGiovanni, who is the Middle Eastern editor for Newsweek magazine. The cover story on Newsweek this week, which was done by Janine, from that in the Middle East, some of the oldest Christian communities are fleeing or being wiped out. In the past year, Christians were under pressure in the region, and now that ISIS has brought havoc into this area, is spreading its influence in North Africa, is the threat to Christians and Christianity there is pretty urgent. Here's what Janine wrote in Newsweek, quote, "Christians are only one of the many religious groups in Iraq and in Syria that have suffered atrocities at the hands of ISIS. Other armed groups, the Assad regime, also have been after these people for years. A lot of Muslims have been killed or driven from their homes, but ISIS has repeatedly trumped its attacks on Christians, whom it refers to as crusaders, as part of its holy war." I guess, Janine, looking back at history and the holy wars that took place in the 15th century by the Christians on the Muslims, it's the this is just turnabout, in a manner of speaking. American or modern historians will not see it that way, and I'm not saying that either is justified, but it is a turnabout of what happened at the hands of the Spanish back in the 1400s, 1500s, is it not?
Well, I'm not sure that I would say that this is a retaliation for what
I didn't say. It was no, you didn't hear that. No, those words didn't come out of my mouth. I didn't say retaliation. I'm just saying it's more of the same thing, only turn around. What ISIS is doing in the name of the Islamic religion is purifying it, the same as the Spanish Christians did to get rid of the Moors and the Muslims back in the 1400s and 1500s. Same thing.
Okay, well, let's back up, because I'm very reluctant to just put Christians in that category, because ISIS is also slaughtering...
that's exactly what the Christians did as well in that time period. I'm not suggesting that it's right. I'm not saying that ISIS is a great... I mean, as a matter of fact, they are the world's worst, and I suggest that they all be wiped out. But I just think it's interesting, anecdotally, historically, if you look back to that period, the Christians were doing the same thing to the Moors, killing them, wiping them out, slaughtering them. That's what they did.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go down that line. If you want to talk to me about my knowledge of what's happening on the ground
right
now,
well, I made
the
reference to it because I'm not suggesting that you wrote about it. I'm just suggesting that it's interesting to see how, in this circumstance, your reporting is aimed at the Muslims and what they are doing, which is accurate. But I just wanted to bring people back around to thinking this isn't the only time it's ever happened.
Probably the most brutal treatment ISIS are subjecting other people to is to their own Muslims. In fact, to Sunnis, who they see are not being as righteous and is living as closely to the laws, the Sharia law, and the way of life that they want. I mean, think back to the Jordanian pilot, for instance, who was burned to death. Who he was a Sunni. So I think that in some ways, Christians, they're subjugating, they're enslaving, and they're giving them the Jesus tax, which basically is a way of saying, because so many Christians can't afford this tax, if you don't convert to Islam, we will give you this tax. And therefore, this is causing so many Christians to flee because they can't afford it. So it's their way, in a sense, of ethnically cleansing them.
Yeah, and it's been successful, in essence. You know what I would like to do with you? If you don't mind, we were a little late getting to you. I'd like you to come back in a few minutes because I want to discuss what you have written here, actually, and how it what the inference is for the rest of the world, if you don't mind. Hold on a second. Janine DiGiovanni on Good Day.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Stephens, Good Day program. Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and I have Janine DiGiovanni with us from Newsweek magazine, and we're focused on the Christians and other groups, the ISIS. I think the point that you're making here, Janine, if I get it, is, and it wasn't, your point wasn't the same as my point, and I wasn't trying to make it that way. So if it sounded that way, I'm sorry, that's not what I was trying to say. I was making a historical point. In this circumstance, I could make another point about the sex of the Protestant and Christian community doing one another in, and that's sort of what you're saying here. The Islamists who are members of ISIS don't like a particular sect, so they are trying to dismantle them as well as the Christians that come in their way. Is that correct?
I don't know about the Protestant sects you're talking about, because that's really not my I'm the Middle East editor, so I work in the Middle East. I don't work in America. But what I'm saying is that what I'm trying to point out in this piece is that there's been a steady decline in Christianity in the Middle East since the beginning of the 20th century. There's been a slow decline, which has, in fact, since 2003, since the invasion in Iraq, especially in Iraq and in Syria and Lebanon, there have been groups of Christians that are fleeing, that are seeking life elsewhere because they're finding it increasingly hard. Now, with the rise of ISIS, of the Islamic State, who overran Mosul, which is an important Christian city in northern Iraq, on June the 10th, displacing most of those people, there's been more fear, more anxiety about where they can go, where they can live. And of course, this area, northern Iraq in particular, is the cradle of Christianity. So it's very disturbing, and it's a very on the ground to see it. Many Christians want to leave. They're being encouraged by their leaders and by their pastors and by their bishops not to go, because in fact, if they do leave, which is, of course, the easiest solution, they're leaving behind this kind of hollow land that had once been the land of Christ, if you believe in Christ. Certain towns in Syria, for instance, Malula, Aramaic is still spoken. Malula was overran by ISIS, but actually not by ISIS, but by other jihadist groups, al-Nusra. So, to see these people, these ancient people who have these ancient traditions subjugated like this is very distressing.
All right, so what happens? Is there something to be done? Is there a conclusion? The fact that these Christians are being driven out, what other than getting rid of ISIS, how do you fix the problem? You said the pastors and the bishops have been urging their people to, it sounded like, not go, but why would you stay and face death in the circumstances that present themselves?
You know, I think that, that no one predicted the speed of how quickly ISIS would overrun northern parts of northern Iraq and erase borders with Syria. I mean, virtually the border between Iraq and Syria is very porous now. So the persecution of them is really the issue. What to be done? Well, in fact, I have always said that we might be able to crush ISIS militarily, although at the moment we're not. They're much stronger than we think and we're led to believe, and also their recruitment process is highly sophisticated. So they're getting a lot of young men coming from Tunisia, coming from Europe, coming from Chechnya, coming from all over the world who are going to wage jihad. Again, not specifically against Christians, against anyone who does not succumb to their Wahhabi extreme radical Islam. And in my view, the people they are the most vicious towards is their own Sunnis, who they see as apostates, who have veered drastically away from their beliefs. The key, of course, is tolerance, but try teaching ISIS about tolerance. When, you know, this is not something at all that is in their, that is in any of their tenets. I mean, they don't want tolerance. They want people to live under Sharia law and an extreme form of Sharia law. I don't have a solution. If I did, I'd be lying. Of course, it would be the easiest thing to say is that don't flee. Don't go. But when you think about it, there are nearly 4 million Syrian refugees of all denominations who have fled Syria itself. 4 million people in 4 years who have gone to Lebanon, Egypt, Turkey, Jordan, Iraq.
There's and what religions? Those are all different religions, right? They're all different traditions.
Those are mixed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't really have a breakdown of how many Christians there are there. But we, you know, even within Syria, the ones who have stayed have been displaced. For instance, I mentioned Malula, the town which is on the road between Damascus and Homs, which is has this ancient tradition where Saint Tekla, who was believed to be one of the wives of Saint Paul, came. She was fleeing. She was actually fleeing persecution for being a Christian, and she came to this town, and the mountains opened up to protect her, and Malula means entrance in Aramaic. And so when I was last there, it was a thriving town. Now there's only 50 families that are left.
Wow.
So you can say,
right. I see the point you're making. Thank you, Janine. Janine Giovanni from Newsweek Middle East editor there. Half past the hour on Good Day.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Stephen's Good Day program. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is doing her usual best job of contributing lots of important thoughts and sometimes a smile, which is more important than the good thoughts sometimes.
Sometimes.
They are. They are. And Kenny is Kenny. So I'm not going to let this drop. I'm going to talk about this for a minute because I think that there is something here. We've just had a discussion, as many of you could imagine, listening to this last conversation. If you didn't hear it, it was a conversation with a lady who works for Newsweek magazine who's presenting the story from the Christian point of view about how the Christian communities, but other sects of the Muslim religion, ISIS is driving out everybody who doesn't agree. They either drive you out or they kill you. We know how horrendous that is. We know we would like to dispose of ISIS. I have two thoughts here as I listen to her. One of them was how I am just disgusted with our country and with the world in general, how they're letting these people go run rampant, kill as they wish, and do the sorts of things that they're doing without impunity. I mean, there's some resistance from the Iraqis, to be sure. There's resistance. There are pockets of resistance here and there. But you haven't seen these people retreat, have you? From pretty much, I think they drove them out of Tikrit. But that doesn't mean that they've driven them that far. They just, as a symbol, they wanted to get them out of Tikrit because it was, you know, it's a very important city in Iraq. But to listen to some of this stuff, I was recounting to Jennifer and Richie and Kenny how I was sitting at a restaurant yesterday having my lunch watching Fox take basically the same approach to the Christian community, because they know what their base is. The people who are watching Fox are a lot of the people that are listening on some of the radio stations that carry this program.
Well, so, to be fair, Christians and Jews are being persecuted in the
Middle East. Well, they're Muslims,
they're
Christians,
right.
Jews, anybody who doesn't agree with ISIS is being persecuted and or killed. And I want to know why we're not doing something about it. That's my number one concern. I am hot under the collar because we aren't doing a damn thing about this. The international community is not doing it. They're sitting around with their thumbs stuck in their butt. And it's unacceptable to let these people get stronger, to recruit as they are. As Ms. DiGiovanni said, they're recruiting from Tunisia, places in Africa. They're reaching out to Asian Muslims who are upset with what's going on in their countries. They're just finding all of these malcontents all over the world. Even Americans, even British, even Europeans are coming to their aid. And we aren't doing anything about it. And here's what crept into my mind. These are not edited comments, so beware. There are a lot of people, and this is why I don't talk about politics and religion for the most part, because it gets so dicey. But I was listening to her talk about this and thinking about what some people think about President Obama and what his real religion and what his real beliefs are. And is he not doing anything because secretly he wants ISIS to succeed? I'm not suggesting you didn't hear me say that he wants that. But he gives cause, and our leadership gives cause to that thinking, because we aren't doing anything to fix the problem that's brought about by these Muslim extremists. So when all the people who are the base of the folks watching Fox, or maybe some of these radio stations that are on, that are carrying this program, when they later in the day get into politics and they talk about this and how horrible Barack Obama is, he's not doing anything to change people's points of view on that sort of thing, because he's the leader of this country and we're not doing anything. So I could easily see how you could come over that conclusion. I've concluded it to a point. Now, the other thing that I brought about in the conversation, what gets dangerous here with me is that I have a lot of historical perspective on stuff, because that was my specialty. I was a political science and speech major in school, and I've never forgotten a lot of the lessons that were taught to me by a Middle Eastern scholar who was my professor. I took every one of his 14 courses that he offered. His name was Muhyiddin Hatour, Hatoor. He was an Iraqi. He'd fled from Iraq, came to America, went to Northwestern, got a doctorate, and settled in Tiffin and taught at Heidelberg. And the perspective that he brought to all of us who took his courses, and any of us who did any reading, was a very interesting one, because he was a Muslim. And he taught at a Christian school. Heidelberg was a Christian, and is still, a very Christian school. And that was one of the reasons I went there, because when I went to college, I still had strong beliefs in a religion. No, I don't now. I have strong beliefs in God, but I don't have a strong belief in religion. But he took us through lots and lots of experiences that took place in the creation of various religions, and how they impacted the countries where they were, where the religions originated. And one of the important stories here is what happened. Most of Spain and the Iberian Peninsula was all Muslim, and Queen Isabella, when she became the Queen of Spain, took great pains to she was a Catholic, a devout Catholic, and she wanted to convert everybody. And during the course of that, you can look this up in any historical perspective you want to. During that time of the Inquisition, if you were not a Catholic and didn't believe and wouldn't profess to be a Catholic, she would make sure you were killed. And then not only did that go on in the Iberian Peninsula, but they went into northern Africa to try to convert the Moors, who were Muslims, to Christianity. And if they wouldn't convert, they'd kill them too. So the point I was making had nothing to do, really, and I probably shouldn't have made it, except it came into my mind at that moment. It wasn't something that was aimed at trying to discredit Ms. DiGiovanni or the article in Newsweek. It was just a different point of view. And thinking back on it, I would probably not have brought it up there. I would have waited till now to bring it up, because I think it is something. It isn't about tit for tat. It isn't about, we did it to them, so they're doing it to us, that kind of stuff. I'm guaranteeing you that there aren't many people that are in ISIS that know that know a thing about what happened in 14th and 15th century Europe. It's just that I found it interesting to to have both of those things, in a sense, they were the same thing, only being done by one religion to another. And that was the only point that I was making. As far as ISIS is concerned, the only one thing, and Kenny, I would go to you or I'd go to somebody else, because I honestly don't know, and I'm happy to tell you if I don't know. There are three sects, S-E-C-T-S, basically in Iraq, the Kurds, the Shiites, and the Sikhs. What ingredient is ISIS? Are they Sikhs? And they're trying to get rid of all of the Shiites and the Kurds, as well as Christians and everybody else who doesn't agree with them. I don't remember, and if I knew, I don't know now.
I don't have any idea what they are. They don't seem to get along with anyone but themselves.
So that's what I was sort of. She said they were. The inference that Mr. Giovanni had was to them as Sikhs, as if the members of ISIS were mostly Sikhs.
Isn't it the Sunnis? Where do the Sunnis go in?
Are the
ISIS, Shiites and the Sunnis, they're also fighting within each other.
Well, they are fighting with each other, but
the Shiites are the ones backed by Iran.
Well, but see,
on their wiki page, it says, as a caliphate, it claims religious, political, and military authority over all Muslims worldwide.
Who does?
ISIS.
ISIS. The Islamic State.
They claim what?
They claim authority. Religious, political, and military authority over all Muslims worldwide.
Ah, perfect. Okay, but all Muslims are, for the most part, rejecting them. So there's another chasm, again, brought about by religious fanaticism. It gives people a reason to be, you know, whether it's politics or religion, you know, I'm smarter than you are, I'm better than you are, you better believe what I say or I'm going to kill you or I'm going to dismiss you. And that really was the history of Iraq. Those three sects, Iraq, ISIS, the Sunnis, the Kurds, and the Shiites, there was no country called Iraq. There were three different countries representing those three different tribes, any more than there was in Iran. Iran was Persia, but it wasn't the size that it is now. I mean, all of those countries that are in the Middle East were not, when they were formed and their traditions were established, were not anything like what they look like today. Thanks to the Europeans that went in and disturbed, you know, this is how we don't remember and how sad it is that we don't have a historical perspective on this. The British, the French, and the Dutch went into these areas of the Middle East and chopped them up. They conquered them and chopped them up to get whatever resources they could get out of the area. The same with Northern Africa, and Northern and Central Africa. The same with Indonesia, where basically we're talking about Far East Asia. Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, all those places, those were all created by the Europeans. Those countries didn't exist. The countries in Africa, as we now know them, didn't exist. The countries in the Middle East didn't exist the way that they are right now. They are tribal. All of these countries are tribal countries. Their religion is their tribe is their religion. And so as the Europeans went in to suck out whatever they could out of these countries, and basically we've done the same thing in the international community with oil. We've changed boundaries, we've killed leaders, we've disrupted things in the name of oil. Well, the Europeans did the same thing. And so now we look at all of this mess that's been created and laid upon us and on our ancestors that we are continuing. We can't even fix it. We can't even deal with it. Never mind fix it. We haven't got the stomach, we haven't got the international balsam to go wipe out ISIS. But ISIS is a creation of what the Europeans did 100 years ago or 150 years ago. And that's really what is a shame about all of this. The time and the treasure and the effort and the manpower that we use to waste to create, not that, I mean, as I was listening to tape to the CD from Eckhart Tolle about the power of now yesterday in the car driving along, the only moment we have is now. That's his message. You can't do anything about the past, and you don't know what the future is, so all you can do is deal with the now. And in the here and in the now, ISIS is the biggest problem the world faces, and the world isn't doing crap about fixing it. Does anybody else have a different point of view? Does anybody see anybody really doing anything about fixing the problems that ISIS is creating, really and truly?
No.
I don't see it.
I think the closest, and here's what's funny, I think the closest person fighting, or the closest country fighting ISIS right now is Iran.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And
right.
Nobody, you know, so as bad as we want, and, you know, believe me, I'm no fan of them, but they are doing what I think we should be doing and other countries mm-hmm. in the world should be doing, and that's trying to take care. Saudi Arabia is, sort of, but now that because Iran's involved, they don't want to go up against that. So it's just, it's a mess.
They got their little proxy war going on, too.
Yeah. But you see, all of these wars and all of this disruption and all of this angst and anxiety and all these people whose lives have been lost fighting all of this stuff and all the money that we've spent over the years to try to right the wrongs that were done by our ancestors, are we learning from those mistakes? Are we not doing the same thing today, or are we doing the same thing today in the world that created the problems that we're now dealing with? What problems are your son and daughter going to have to deal with, Richie, in 25, 30, 40 years from now because of the mistakes that we're making now because we don't look back over history? What are your children going to have to be dealing with? What sort of, and my grandson, who's 3 months old, what's he going to have to deal with?
We were pretty lucky, me being born and when I was born, mid-60s, to grow up in a, what seemed to be a fairly, you know, we had Vietnam and stuff, but it was, you know, now, yeah, it's all changed.
You know what your biggest concern is? The biggest concern for all of our kids is complacence, because we are such a complacent nation. If it, if it doesn't affect us, we don't care. From from talking about who Edward Snowden is, we've forgotten. But people don't care. Remember, people don't want to risk anybody's life to go over and fight ISIS.
You got
to
remember, we grew up in a time when everything around the world, we didn't, there was no internet. Now that there's, my kids are growing up in an internet age, and the world, it's a global world now, so they will not be able to just go, oh, that's happening over there, it doesn't affect me, because it does now.
Yeah. And by the way, thank goodness for the millennials who are doing and will do, I believe, in the near future, more for the salvation of this country than our generation has done, and the generation between the millennials and basically Jennifer's generation, that has become so wrapped up negatively in all the technology and all of the things that we, my generation, provided them to make their lives better. It didn't work that way. Their lives are not better. They may have money, or they may have things easier, but they don't have a perspective, and they're losing grasp of this great thing that we call America. And I think that's really what the tragedy is. And so here endeth the morning lesson at 12 before the hour. This is a good day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you can save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loves sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call. Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involve a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising cost. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10, but if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. And it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you too can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
What a great movie. Fun, fun, fun. Charlie Sheen was the wild thing, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He was.
And the president from 24 was in this movie, too. Remember,
he was.
The guy with
he was
the chicken bones.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lee, yep. You've been playing it.
California Penal.
Never heard of it. How'd you end up playing there?
I stole a car.
All right. So the music and the movie, it celebrates the beginning of the Major League Baseball season. The Cubs beat the, that's blasphemy. The Cardinals beat the Cubs last night 3-0 in the first game of the season, so it gets started in earnest. And it's always fun to have these movies at the beginning of the baseball season. There are some really great moments in some of these. Every major, The Natural, remember that movie, Chucker?
That's my all-time favorite baseball movie, The Natural, Barry Levinson directed, Robert Redford starred from 1984.
Yeah, but out there, think about some of the others. Just name a couple of the other great baseball movies.
Well, Field of Dreams, I love. It's great. It's a lot bigger. The themes are a lot bigger than just baseball, but it's a classic film. And I tell you another film that I think is a classic, which is the 1976 Walter Matthau movie, The Bad News Bears, the original.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great movie, and the clear analogy of a parent overseeing Little League baseball kids. It's a great film.
Yep, it is. Okay, with that in mind, we have our weekend box office totals. I don't think there's going to be any surprises there, but Chuck will go through the numbers with us in a moment. This is Good Day.
Things aren't the same as they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago.
We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did?
It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance.
Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, so Chucker, box office totals for the weekend, no surprises there, right?
No surprise. Like I said, Friday, the first entry in what's called the Big Summer Popcorn Films was released, which was Furious 7, Universal's seventh entry in the Fast and the Furious franchise, and it blew past expectations, doing a whopping $143.6 million in 3 days of release, which is a pretty impressive number for a 13-year-old franchise. It's the seventh biggest opening ever. Do you want to know what the biggest opening ever, Doug? It was 2 years ago, The Avengers, $207 million in 3 days, number two with Iron Man 3, 2 years ago, $179 million. Still, this is a huge, huge opening for the studio with a franchise that still has a lot of life in it. Number two, the animated movie Home, $27.4 million, a solid $95 million in 10 days of release. Will Ferrell's comedy Get Hard with Kevin Hart, third. It had a big fall off week to week, 12.9, $57 million in 2 weeks. Cinderella is doing quite well, 10.2, $167 million in 4 weeks of release to be in four. And Insurgent round out the top five, $10 million, $103 in 3 weeks. I went to see the horror film It Follows, which has made $8 million in 2 weeks. I admired it. I liked it. Not great, but well-directed, well-scored, right. And if you like the genre, good.
Let me make an observation.
Sure.
I'm thinking about Christmas and Easter, two holy religious times of the year. The most horrible, violent. Last Christmas, I couldn't believe the movies that were opening on Christmas Day and Christmas week.
That's always been that way, though.
I understand that, yeah. But I mean, think about it for a minute. I don't know if it's. It just strikes me as being intemperate, or in some way, shape, or form, indiscreet, or maybe it just shows how people have two different ways of looking at things. If I were a Christian, I wouldn't go see that kind of a movie on an Easter weekend to say. My soul. Excuse me.
Understood, Doug.
Thank you. 59 after on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.